Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, wow, this is what the studio looks like, huh? First time in, 8 days since I've been here? Saved a lot of commuting miles, that's for damn sure. That's the unintended benefit to being sick as a doggy. Woof, woof. To coughing up half a lung every 5 minutes. Did not have to slog it out through traffic, and God, let me just tell you. I saw five different people, cars, drivers, that I would identify as absolute world-class idiots in a 37-mile drive. Five times in a 37-mile drive, a car to the left of me, went across in front of me, and not only just across in front of me, but to a whole nother lane on a quick diagonal where they cut me off and they cut probably somebody else off just because they needed to get into the right lane or just because they needed to get to their exit and they weren't paying attention. Yeah. I'm sorry to say, but things have not changed in the last 8 days. America and the DMV did not get any smarter when it comes to reckless driving and just thinking that you're the only car on the road. I mean, unfortunately, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. It kind of goes with the territory. It kind of just happens that way. And I guess we just have to kind of deal with it. But I made it. Which is good news for you. The Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio, as my guy Jason and Laurel dubbed me yesterday. That's right. I'll bury Horowitz myself on the back. I'll be a two-time Super Bowl champion head coach and one-time Super Bowl champion as a coordinator. I know it's not Bill Belichick style, but, you know, you get the point. I'll have the family tree that spews off and creates the next monsters of the midway, the next fearsome foursome, the next Shanaclan family tree. That's right. Jason in Laurel, anointing me, the Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio. I'll take that. Even though most of you unfairly hate Mike Shanahan, I will take that. I love Mike Shanahan. Always will appreciate all that I learned and all the opportunities that he gave to me and the media and all of that good stuff. So I will take that as a big-time compliment and rock and roll that way. All right. Anyway, that being said, we're off and running on a Thursday. Now, from time to time, I'm going to have to turn off the mic I'm going to have to cough up half a lung, so if it's a little bit awkward from time to time, please forgive me. It's a little bit better than working at home and working by video, and I'm here, and I can help out AMAC a little bit more, and hopefully we can do a better show for you guys. Speaking of which, there's a lot to actually cover. And every day I wonder, okay, I think I covered what was most important today. And I think, you know, we try and attack the show with that mentality. And then we sprinkle in other things, right? Some days there's not any obvious, like, overwhelming, number one, wow, whodunit storyline. Some days that's just the reality of the situation. As a matter of fact, if I'm an editor, which I'm not, if I'm a newsroom assignment person, the way I would say this show should operate in the space of today, with nothing really juicy going on in command land that we haven't already covered and sliced and diced, the Capitals and their continued surge, and an upcoming Thursday night football doozy between the Cowboys and the Detroit Lions are our two co-top stories, at least of interest to me. And I would assume to many of you, but maybe not, right? Some of you don't like hockey, so you're not that into the Caps. Some of you unwisely only watch hockey during the playoffs. I have no idea what's wrong with you, but you're allowed to be weird.
Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey. As Mad Max comes out with his arms raised above his head and simulating an Alex Ovechkin slap shot with his backpack on and his snow hat. Let's do that hockey. Well, the Capitals are doing that hockey. They won again last night, in case you weren't aware. In case you weren't up late night. And here was the great thing. You only had to watch the first period to know that there was going to be joy. Not in Mudville, but in San Jose. And then it only got better from there. The Capitals won 7-1, but the game was essentially over by the end of the first period, even before that. They scored four goals in the first 17 minutes. And they did it in a variety of different ways. And while they allowed a late goal, didn't really do anything to make anybody worried. They've now won six in a row. They completely dominate. They get Alex Ovechkin scoring two more goals, including the first one. Matt Roy with three assists. Ryan Leonard, 4 points. And doesn't Leno had two goals and two assists last night. Didn't he have a two-goal game last week as well? I want to say that's the case. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I just can't remember now with the Thanksgiving holiday. Everything's a little bit off. But I'll double-check that. But I'm pretty sure he had two goals and an assist in a game like a week and a half ago, somewhere in that range. But I'll double-check that. But he had two goals and two assists last night. And the Capitals didn't skip a beat. They just rocked and rolled. They were up, again, 4-0 in the first 17 minutes. They traveled from Los Angeles to San Jose. Not that far of a trip, but still, you know, an hour-ish plane ride, I guess. By the time you get on the plane, all that, you know, get to the hotel. Spencer Carberry said they didn't get to the hotel until 3 in the morning. Okay. They can sleep. They weren't doing a morning skate or a morning practice. I'm sure they were able to get some sleep, right? But still, not easy. Back-to-back games. Now the Sharks, not as good as the Kings, so you take that into account. But second night of back-to-backs, you get Nick Dowd back, and you think, oh, okay, that's good. And then you find out you're short Justin Sortif. And then you find out during pregame warm-ups you're short John Carlson. And you already know that you're short Pierre-Luc Dubois. Right? So, to me, like, things just keep piling up for this Capitals team that not only are they winning, and they are winning. They've won six in a row. They're now 17-9-2. They've won 9 out of 10. They're at the top of the Metro. They were one of the worst teams in the East the first month of the season. Now they're one of the best teams. Everything starts to add up. Now, how do they continue this momentum from November and into early December? I mean, it's impossible to sustain this. But if you can win 7 out of 10 games or get, you know, 6 wins and a tie and an overtime loss, and maybe 6 wins, 3 losses and an overtime loss or something like that. So essentially you're 6-4, but you're getting a point in that 7th game. You know, that's probably going to be good enough. You'd like it, of course, to be maybe a little bit better so that you get home ice advantage, at least in the first round, if not throughout, right? But home ice advantage, as we have constantly discovered throughout the years with the Capitals, doesn't guarantee you anything. It's something you'd like to have, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. But the kind of style and the kind of way that they are coming together, even with some injuries and with some of these young guys really contributing, Ryan Leonard, as we mentioned specifically, Sonny Milano again last night, I think his third goal, fourth goal of the year. Ethan Frank has contributed, right? More speed, more transition, more skill, more on the way. I was just talking to Derek Forrest from DC News Now, something you'll see tonight on DC Game Night on DC 50, right around 11 o'clock, is they have added, they knew that in order to match teams like the Carolina Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the New Jersey Devils, the Ottawa Senators, the Montreal Canadiens, teams like that, they needed to get younger, faster, more athletic. And they've been able to sprinkle that in while maintaining some of their physicality, right? Because Leonard's got a nasty little chip on his shoulder. And, of course, Tom Wilson and Duhaime and so on and so forth. And yet they've been able to also get offensive contributions from a bunch of those guys that have a little chippiness to them. And they're faster, they're quicker, they're better in transition because of some of those guys. Now, again, who knows how many of those guys are going to be around game one of the playoffs? Don't know. Injuries, play, what have you. But they've got some guys on the way. And I was just having a conversation with my guy Bruce, my fraternity brother from Phi Sigma Kappa at American University. He said he was just at Hershey on Saturday night. He was just praising Alexei Protas' little brother, Ilya, and just saying how dominant he was. And he might be up here sooner than the end of the season. You know, like they brought Ryan Leonard up, and some of that was because of Boston College and so on and so forth. Like, he might be up way earlier. And they still have Marishnichenko, who is still trying to figure out how to be consistent and how to play two-way hockey. Right? And they have others. So, hopefully, the Capitals have sprinkled in enough youth, enough speed, enough transition, enough depth, and enough skill and physicality so that they don't have to play always a heavy, slow, slog it out kind of game. And if that goes away, then they can't win. The key to winning in the playoffs is to be able to adjust and win in different ways. You can't just win by being heavy. You can't just win by being physical. You can't just win by leaning on people, because faster, twitchier teams are going to get past you. Maybe not all the time, but they're going to get past you, and they're going to wear you down. So I think the Capitals have made, like, yes, I know it's December 4th, and I know what happens in November and early December means nothing in April and May. I got it. But you got to do what you're doing in November and December to get to April and May first. Then in April and May, you have to redesign yourself. And I think one of the things that I'm most encouraged and most optimistic about when it comes to this Capitals team is, again, the transition from top to bottom on the roster and adding more speed, transition, and athletic ability while maintaining a physicality and a chip and some two-way hockey. They don't have just guys that can skate and can't score. They don't have guys that are just physical and can't play. They don't have just scorers who don't play any kind of level of defense or get back on the back check or willing to dive into the corners and forecheck their asses off like Leonard does. They have all that. They have two good goaltenders. They have depth on defense. They have a great coaching staff, a great organization, a great fan base. I'd love to see the home ice advantage be a little bit more powerful than it's been over the years. That's not because of the fans. Trust me on that. That's not because of the fans. It's just because it hasn't worked out. And hockey's a weird game. But them doing what they're doing now shows me how much better their roster is, even than when we last saw it in early May last year, or I guess it was like May 10th, May 11th, or whatever it was. So that's a huge positive. That's a huge positive. Alex Ovechkin, another record milestone achievement, whatever, last night. He played his 1,519th game last night with the Capitals. That passed the great Raymond Bourque, who played 1,518 with the Boston Bruins before getting traded to Colorado and winning a Stanley Cup. For the sixth most games played with one franchise. So Alex has now played 1,519 with the Capitals, the only team he's ever known, and the only team in the NHL that he will ever know. 1,519 with the Capitals. That is sixth most with one franchise, passing Ray Bourque. And, oh, by the way, he's got a six-game point streak. 9 points, 4 goals, 5 assists. And, yeah, the Capitals are playing really good hockey. Now, the other part of that story that I mentioned, you know, kind of like trying to figure out what to talk about and what's exciting and what's interesting, is the Cowboys and the Lions on Thursday Night Football. We'll get into that next. We can take your calls on the Caps, 301-230-0980. We'll get some Commander stuff in. Got plenty on that. Nikki Javala's got a new column out about what the difference in the play calling and whatnot has been. Ben Standing's got a good column out about what Adam Peters is facing this offseason. We'll tackle all of that. We've got a Commander that didn't want to be here anymore, and he got rewarded with that wish. Details on that coming up next on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't be too hard on Cowboy Bob, because, you know, I think what you do with AMAC and what you do with Cowboy Bob, I think that's amazing.
That was the great Jason in Laurel, who also, before that, I believe, referred to me as the Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio because of what I've spawned from this fandangled, undermanned radio show. And I personally, I never thought of myself as the great Mike Shanahan. But you know what? Now that I think about it, now that I've had some time to digest it, kind of fits. Kind of fits. I am the Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio, baby. I have given birth to all of these clowns.
Hey, relax.
I'm just teasing.
Look, you got Jeff out here.
Yeah, Jeff's having a good time. He's hooting and hollering. He knows that I'm a lot funnier than JP and B Mitch. He knows that I'm a lot funnier than those guys. I'm getting myself in trouble here because somehow, some way, that's going to wind up in Landfill's foray and be on the JP and B Mitch show very shortly.
I think you need to take a day or two. You're acting like you're sick again. Like, is that
I might be sick, little sick in
my head. Yeah.
My ego is not bruised. It's actually inflated just a little bit. Thanks to Jason and Laurel and others. I got a nice email back from my guy, DC, David Cassidy, who lives in Dayton, Ohio, last night. Always good to hear from him. And I get lots of nice notes and whatnot from you guys across the board. All right, let's get to this real quickly. Before we get to the Cowboys and the Lions, tonight on Thursday Night Football, which is, you know, arguably as good of a Thursday night game as you can pretty much ask for, right? The Commanders have made a couple of roster moves. They have activated Drake Jackson, the defensive end edge, second round pick, that they signed several weeks ago and immediately put on IR with the thought of signing him and stashing him to get him healthy, get him right, and here he is. On the heels of Preston Smith playing probably his most noticeable and impactful game. And Jacob Martin continues to play well. And Von Miller is what Von Miller is. The Commanders all of a sudden have a little bit more juice from an edge pass rushing capacity. We'll get to Drake Jackson in a little bit. But that comes with the release of Darnell Savage, veteran safety. And you might say, well, why did they do that? Darnell Savage has shown something earlier in the year. You're right, he did. Darnell Savage has been with the team, I think, since week three, right after week three, when Will Harris got hurt. And, you know, I remember a couple of times early on in his tenure, I think it was the Chargers game, maybe it was the Falcons game, I can't remember, where, you know, you'd see Darnell Savage, see Darnell Savage kind of blitz off the edge or blitz from the safety spot, and you're like, oh, man, okay, that guy might got something there. They might have something there. You know, that's different. I haven't seen much of that. I haven't seen any of that. And for whatever reason, even though Quan Martin continued to play bad, Darnell Savage kind of fell back into the abyss, so much so that, you know, when the team got to Kansas City on a Monday night, Tyler Owens was starting at safety. And it never really kind of picked up from there. And then Darnell Savage was inactive last Sunday night against Denver. And then he, according to Aaron Wilson, who's like a longtime Houston-based national reporter, he asked for his release and was granted his release. Now, maybe he was going to be released anyway. Don't know. But he asked for and was granted his release. And here's the thing. You know, Darnell Savage had played with one of the coaches In the secondary, I don't know. I don't remember if it was Jason Simmons or somebody else. I can't remember. He's still a relatively youngish player, but here's the deal. I get being frustrated about not being able to contribute or not getting the play. Trust me, you are not being benched or deactivated or not active because you're playing really well or because you're practicing really well. You may think you are. What you think and what the reality is, two completely different things. Right? Right? You may think that, like, if you lost 2 pounds this week and no pounds the next week, you may think you did exactly the same thing. But the chances that you did exactly the same thing and came up with very different results, But players sometimes think, hey, man, I'm doing everything they ask. I'm playing great. I'm doing my job. I don't know why they don't like me, right? Sometimes in radio, that's happened. I know it's happened to me. I'm doing everything I can for these people. Why don't they appreciate me? And then somebody sits me down and is honest and says, here's where your shortcomings are. Here's what you're not doing. You blow breaks constantly. Right? So, you know, you got to remember, sometimes you're not doing what you think you're doing. And that was probably the case with Darnell Savage. I don't know exactly that, but that was probably the case. Trust me, if he could have played, and if he was playing better, and if he was practicing better, he would have been playing. And he would have been playing more. The impact and the opportunity was there. This really had nothing necessarily to do with Will Harris coming back. I mean, that's ultimately what greases the skids. But trust me, if he was playing better, they would have found a role for him. I promise you that. I promise you that. They're not stupid, okay? So Darnell Savage is gone. Drake Jackson is here. And away we go. Cowboys, Lions, Thursday Night Football. We'll tackle that next. After a trending alert and the curious case. Oh, that's right. No trending alert. Sorry, my bad. We'll skip the trending alert. The curious case of Cowboy Bob. We'll examine that as well next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just had a little argument with my friends Grant and Danny, more Grant Paulson. He's been antagonizing me behind the scenes here on my first day back at the radio station for actually promoting where you can hear the show. AMAC, you're slightly aware of what's going on, I think, right? Because I think he was getting after you while I was taking care of business and trying to eliminate some of the coffee that I've been drinking today.
Mm-hmm.
nice way of saying I was going number one. And I walked out, and he was like beside himself that I would have the audacity, not the odyssey, the audacity to say that you can listen to the radio show on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Yeah.
He was just beside himself. He couldn't believe that I would say something as ridiculous as that.
Yeah. I mean, just because, you know, parent company and conflict, but, you know, you're not a company man, Rooster. You are a showman, if that makes sense. Like, you're more concerned with the growth of not just Chris Russell's show,
yeah,
but the Team 980 yeah. as a whole. So I understand why you're plugging it on iHeartRadio. But
well, here's the thing. I would not be plugging iHeartRadio unless I was told to plug iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I didn't just walk in here one day and go, hey, I'm going to mention iHeartRadio every segment.
I do remember that change, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do, right? Mm-hmm. It was some sort of an email directive or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
And then, during the break, I marched into Grant's studio and presented him this. And for what? Because we're in an audio medium because we don't have a video guy. it's a sheet that says we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And to check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, listen, man.
And Grant was, again, just completely befuddled as to why I would mention and that I could have possibly been given a directive by his boss, my boss, our boss, Christopher Kinard.
It's funny, though. Like I feel like you come back very well rested. It's just well rested. You've come back and you've like got like a bucket of arrows and you're going full throttle, man. Like this is nice to see. You come back like there's no lack of sleep. Well rested.
I don't know about that. But a bucket of arrows might be appropriate. A bucket of arrows, Mike. What are you two crackling about over there?
It's not me. It's Brian.
What is he saying? That's not fair.
I don't know.
That he can say whatever he wants. I can't hear it. And you start cracking up.
I wasn't sure that. Nice to know that you couldn't hear it. Because
you better tell me during the break. Otherwise, I'm going to break some legs. I mean, I do nothing but promote you guys, just like I promote iHeartRadio. I always mention Odyssey first, for God's sakes. I didn't make this directive up. It was made up for me. I just do what I'm told. And yes, to some degree, I'm a company guy. Now, I could go further on this topic when it comes to Grant Paulson, but I won't. I'll do the radio show.
Oh, my gosh.
There might be a bucket of arrows sitting right next to me, to your point, AMAC. There might be a bucket of arrows.
Yeah, you've come back on a heater, man.
Anyway.
I'm going to stay out your way.
The Cowboys and the Lions tonight, Thursday night football. It's, you know, again, about as good of a Thursday night football game as you can ask for in early December, right? Sometimes you get these games and they mean a lot, and sometimes you get them and it's like two win Jacksonville. And three win Tennessee. I think last year we had Jacksonville and the Jets on a Thursday night. Maybe that was 2 years ago. I can't remember. Either way, sometimes you get an absolute stinkeroony, and sometimes you get what should be a classic matchup. So 8:15 tonight with the legendary Al Michaels on the call. The legendary Al Michaels on the call. The Dallas Cowboys and their NFL leading total offense at 393.1 come into Ford Field against the 7-5 and somewhat reeling Detroit Lions, who lost last Thursday at home to Green Bay and lost the week before that. Of course, they came in here and spanked the Commanders. But the Lions come in ranking third in both total offense and scoring offense at 376.3 yards per game, 29.2 points per game. Again, the Cowboys number one in total yards per game, 393.1. Second in scoring offense, 29.3. So 29.3 points per game and 29.2 points per game is what these two teams average. I don't know what the over-under is. I haven't looked that far. I would imagine it's like 55, somewhere in that range. I mean, you got to take the over, right? I mean, if you're a math and logic and statistics and analytics kind of guru, like so many of you are, studying DVOA until it comes out of your ass, then you got to take the over in this game, right? I mean, nothing else makes sense, with the exception of, oh, wait a second, Amon-Ra St. Brown's probably not playing. Sam Laporta's not playing. The Lions' offensive line is a mess. And not every game is the same. And not every team performs the same. The Cowboys were kind of DOA in the first half against the Philadelphia Eagles and then woke up and scored 24 unanswered points late in the second quarter and after halftime. A week and a half ago, they were much better early on against Kansas City and won that game and scored actually more points in a game that supposedly 58 million people watched. What will happen tonight? Don't know. Have no idea. I'm leaning towards the Cowboys just because they, while the Lions are urgent too, the Lions dropping to 7-6 would be bad, but they're still 7-6. The Cowboys would be 7-5-1 and have the advantage head-to-head over Detroit and a better record in terms of chasing a wild card spot, so it's a very important game there for both teams. But at least if Detroit loses, they drop to 7-6. Dallas, if they lose, they're at 6-6-1, and while they're not certainly out of it, again, you'd kind of have to believe that they would have to run the table in order to have a chance to make the playoffs at 10-6-1. If you win tonight, you buy yourself a little bit of a slip-up, maybe a Christmas Day slip-up, who knows, in Landover. We'll see. Coming up next, the Cowboy Bob Report. An award? That's right. Benedict Arnold himself, Cowboy Bob, is on the way. You'll hear him exclusively, only on this radio show, The Little Engine That Could, with the Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio, me, on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in.
Don't be too hard on Cowboy Bob because, you know, I think what you do with AMAC and what you do with Cowboy Bob, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
It's a pretty good word, if I must say so myself. Oh, Cowboy Bob, the trials and tribulations. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard to this Fandango Little Engine That Could. I am the Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio. You are you. At 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We have a little bit of fun on this show. We are not box score bingo radio. We are not just listing a set of numbers and going down the library sheet of analytics. That is not what we do around here. We mix it up. We're a little rambunctious. We're a little feisty. We're a little unconventional. It seems to be working. I can't tell you exactly why or how, but it seems to be working. Speaking of working, that's what this young man is always doing. Cowboy Bob. He is always doing something to make Kevin Sheehan look better. Always doing something to make the Kevin Sheehan show elevated. Meanwhile, this show is the one that has given him a platform. This show is the one that has put him on the front burner. Hello, Cowboy Bob. How are you?
I'm doing swell.
Is that true that your new moniker, Cowboy Bob, is very fitting?
I have no idea where that even came from.
I do. Jason and Laurel.
Oh. Did he think, did he really think that?
Your name is Cowboy Bob? Yes.
So he thinks the B yes. stands for Bob.
Your name is Cowboy Bob.
That
he thought the Cowboy B stood for Cowboy Bob. And he's correct.
No, he is not.
He correct. Is correct. No. I say he is correct.
And I say you are.
Or correct. I could say the Cowboy B stands for Cowboy Benedict Arnold.
Oh, brother.
So I heard you didn't fully flip on me today.
No,
I heard you were dismissed and pushed aside by Kevin Sheehan and Mad Max.
No, what happened was you're going to get a kick out of this one. AMAC told you already, but so.
Yes, that's how I heard these things.
Max,
I mean, I have sources.
Max said, hey, you want to bring Brian on to talk about Cowboys?
Wait, I thought your name was Cowboy Bob.
No, it's not. It's not Cowboy
Damn.
Bob. But I'm putting it into terms the audience will understand. Do you want to bring Cowboy B on to talk about the Cowboys ahead of the Lions game? He said, I'll bring them on when they make the playoffs.
So Kevin Sheehan said at the end of yesterday's show.
Today's
show. No, but yesterday's show that he was going to have you on, that he was going to have Cowboy B on to kind of promote the brand, right? And then today he said, no, that's not good enough. I've got to have Mike Barber on from Richmond to talk about UVA and not Cowboy B.
I will not throw him under the bus.
I want to give Kevin some grace here. This is what happened. Kevin, at the end of the show, Kevin's talking to Max. Kevin says, like, let's talk a lot of Dallas, Detroit, and we can, you know, just talk about the game. And
today, you mean?
No, yes. This is at the end of yesterday's show. And then Max says, yeah, we can bring Cowboy B. We can be Brian on Cowboy B, and he can get, because he's a
Cowboy
Dallas
Bob.
Fan. Yeah, he's a Dallas fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin's like, yeah, that sounds good. And then today, I guess.
So there wasn't like an official plan, I guess. Max, there was a talked about idea.
It was a pitch.
Yeah.
Pitch.
And Kevin kind of like at the end of the show, you know, Kevin's trying to get out of here. He probably has other things to do.
Right.
He's just like, yeah, sure. That sounds good.
And then today it changed to now let that Joker make the playoffs first.
Yes.
So do you feel dismissed by the Kevin Sheehan show or do you feel very much a part of it? As you sit here, take up our studio space while making the Kevin Sheehan show better and more visible and not doing that for me?
I thought it was funny.
You thought it was funny?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Okay. Do you think I'm funny or no?
You are very funny.
You think I'm funny? Cowboy B, I have told you I'm starting to fall in love would be a stretch, but I really, really like Brian Schottenheimer.
I do too.
Okay. The Cowboys are 6-5-1. I just gave you a bunch of the offensive numbers. Very likely no Amon-Ra St. Brown tonight. I don't think that's been made official, but very likely. We know no Sam Laporta. We know their offensive line is a little helter-skelter, and Quinnen Williams is kicking ass along with Osa Odighizawa and everyone else, right?
Right.
Overshown. I think the Cowboys are winning tonight.
I do, too.
You do?
But I'm like, cautiously optimistic. Because usually in the previous regimes, this is the type of game we would lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like going all the confidence in the world, and then they would just crap all over themselves.
So you think this team is not going to come away with Hershey squirts in their underwear tonight?
No, I don't think so. Because
I tried to make that as awkward as I possibly could. I saw you pause. Like, how do I answer this absolutely inane question?
Because the past two games would definitely be games they would have lost under McCarthy, Garrett, and them before.
Yeah.
The fact that they
How about the Dave games? Campo era? That was fun, right?
That was I'm only 25.
Oh. How many times have you broken your leg jumping on and off the Cowboy bandwagon in your 25 years of life?
How is it a bandwagon we haven't won since my older sister was born? Actually, she wasn't even born the last time.
Because when you're America's team, you're always winning. You must have won the last 24 Super Bowls to be anointed America's team, right?
No, but the 57 million views that the Thanksgiving game pool sure proves otherwise.
You think they went around to 57 million homes and hit a tab and calculated that 57 million homes were watching the Cowboys?
Do
you just have a vendetta against numbers in general?
That is a fair question. You hate analytics.
It's a very fair question.
You don't like viewership.
It's a very fair question. I can't tell you how many people I have gotten to argue with me and think that I'm absolutely out to lunch about ratings. They all think ratings are like 100% foolproof, solid, the gold standard. Nobody could ever mess with those numbers. They're all real. They're all accurate. Cowboys win tonight. Final score prediction, Cowboy B?
34-25.
Ooh, a little bit of a runaway, or is that a backdoor 25?
I'd say a backdoor.
Ooh, all right. So maybe like 34-17 late in the fourth quarter and Detroit scores late.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I'm not that confident. I say 27-24 Dallas tonight. 158, Team 980. That is Cowboy Bob, ladies and gentlemen, making his weekly appearance here on this Fandangled radio show. I am the Mike Shanahan of Sports Talk Radio. You are you, along with AMAC and the phones, which right now are fairly empty, although the Mark and Largo show just hopped the board. So we'll talk to him next. 301-230-0980. We ain't no cookie-cutter radio show, that's for damn sure. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we ain't that either. So if you're looking for perfectly uniform cookies, this ain't the show to get them. On the Team 980, we're always streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.